Sometimes life feels out of our control. We get stuck in trauma, old patterns, and change feels out of reach. Sometimes it feels like fate. We want to help you break out of old, unhelpful patterns and become healthier. We're Fate Resilience, taking control of the outcome.
With licensed therapists, Jennifer Oxford,
Taylor Madsen,
Haley Mayer.
Today, we're going to talk about hurt. Hurt tells us my sense of self has been wounded. So for example, if I see myself as really smart and someone I care, and like, let's say Jen and Haley are like, Taylor, you're such an idiot. And it's not in a joking way. And they're like, oh, Taylor, I used to think you're really smart, but now that I've gotten to know you over the last several years, you're really a moron. I'd be like, oh, that would be
awful. Sorry, I'm laughing more out of an awkward response, because not that I think it's funny.
That would be an example of hurt. Like, oh man.
That sucks.
I think another word for hurt that we can use too is wounded, because mm-hmm. wounded is something that we experience physically and emotionally. So wounded, and that leads into the definition too of saying I am hurt or wounded, meaning I am feeling, and some of the emotional hurts, resentment, anger, unfairness, inferiority, guilt, spite, not being seen. All of these things are ways that we can be wounded emotionally. That's not an exhaustive list, but
I think also wounded gives you a good visceral like response to your body to kind of show, like, again, the emotional implications of having that, the emotional implications of it, of both the physical and the emotional side of how you're feeling it. Because I think hurt isn't just like, oh, that just makes me feel like my emotions are sad right now. It's also like this idea of wounded and hurt. It's this feeling of like, and I'm all of a sudden like tired, and I feel just kind of beaten up, and I feel just really low stamina, and it just kind of makes your whole body want to like feel gross. Why are you laughing?
Sorry, I started laughing. I just had a memory about a time when I really was dumb. So in a previous podcast,
we have so many of these Taylor moments. Continue on, Taylor. I talk about my loneliness and Taylor talks about his like dumb peacock moments. There you go.
Yeah, it's related to that.
So, oh, not, of course.
Not the diving incident we talked about however many podcasts ago, but at a place that all of us worked at together, not our current place we're working at together.
The place that shall not be named.
The place that shall not be named. When a Horcrux was made from me against my will, I was beaten like a rented mule. And I had to go to a concussion clinic, and they gave me a dot to dot. And I'm not saying it was an elaborate dot to dot. It was a pretty straightforward dot to dot. I could not complete it.
Okay, explain what a dot to dot is.
Oh, so you have like, here's a dot labeled one, draw a line to a dot labeled two, draw then a line to a dot labeled three.
Okay, you know, now like, I'm gonna pull this back into the idea of hurt for us all. Okay, yes. While Taylor's laughing at his inability to do his dot to dot.
Like you give children to complete, like for fun.
Number dots, yeah.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. The doctor gave it to me to assess my intelligence or how much I lost. And he was like, if I didn't know what you did for work, I wouldn't have known you had graduated high school.
And that was a hurt feeling.
Yeah, a little bit. It was funny,
was it
though.
Hurt or validating at that point? I'm just
both.
Wondering.
Yeah.
There's a Venn diagram. There's a little overlap.
Yeah, okay. It works. So one of the things that, as we're talking about wounded and hurt and Taylor's inability to complete his dot to dot, is to understand that especially for people who have had physical wounds, it can mm-hmm. be really hard for them to understand emotional wounds. Right.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of clients who were like, who went through physical abuse of multiple kinds. And so when I try to explain to them this idea of emotional wounds, they get very confused and they're like, that wasn't hurtful. And almost like this feeling of like, I'll show you what hurtful was, or I'll tell you what hurtful was, because my trauma around physical wounds is so high. So I just want to acknowledge that for people who are hearing, I understand physical hurt versus emotional hurt. That is very common for people who've had significant physical wounds.
And the brain doesn't distinguish between emotional wounds and physical wounds as far as pain goes.
And I think
we're going to say that again, Taylor, because I this is the thing that most of my clients don't hear until we've been in session for like 6 months.
The brain doesn't distinguish between physical and emotional wounds. It's registered as pain all the same. And you're right, Jen. It'll be several months later after telling us that, no, everyone I ever known dying by the time I was dying hasn't affected me. And then, you know, 6 months into therapy, like, you know, I think that affected me.
I think so. Rather than looking at it as this scale where emotional is lower and physical is higher, we need to look at it and say that they are both concurrently on the same scale, right? They aren't going from emotional is lesser and physical is higher pain. I mean, I have a very high pain tolerance. Okay.
That's you talking physical pain or both. Emotional?
Women have 9 times the pain threshold of men.
Yeah. And I often hear with women too, lately, I don't know if you guys have had this with clients. I've noticed my women having a harder time recognizing their emotional wounds being just as valid as physical wounds. They're usually the ones who are trying to like logic their way out of it. The men like are just usually like, nope. And then eventually they're like, okay, that I get it. And I feel like I can break through a little bit easier with them. The women though, maybe it is because they have such a high pain tolerance. They don't quite understand that there is no differentiation in the brain between emotional and physical.
Broad stroke of the brush. That's what I've seen with my clients.
Yeah.
I've also seen it, but I also wonder if the way we have men socialize that physical pain is something men are supposed to deal with and emotional pain is something that women are supposed to deal with, that adds to the reason that they have a hard time acknowledging and processing the other type of pain. Mm-hmm. And not that women have a hard time processing physical pain, but I see that they say emotional pain is almost something that we as women should deal with. And the truth is emotional pain is a sign of a wound. This goes back to our attachment rupture and repair. And it means something needs to be done, not that you just need to put up with it. But I think it's really, I want to make sure that people understand this idea, because when we talk about this and we avoid dealing with hurt, it turns into suffering. Mm-hmm. Any resistance, including dissociation, ignoring the pain, ignoring the wound, all of these things move into suffering in our life. And suffering, it sucks.
Yeah, 100%.
Deep thoughts.
Interestingly, this idea of emotional pain and physical pain being the same, you can develop a tolerance for it in a way that you're not ignoring it. And that can create an inability to realize that you're being hurt, being emotionally wounded. Mm-hmm. Someone can grow up being told that they're stupid or that they're ugly and take several years of positive feedback and just have it go in one ear and out the other before they either realize or have overwhelming evidence to realize that they are smart or that they are beautiful. And they have an experience similar to hurt, that their sense of self has been wounded.
And one of the things to understand in the rupture repair that we've talked about before is that if your ruptures aren't acknowledged, if you're told it's normal or you're not actually suffering, that goes into somatic experiences in the body. But it can also be hard then as you become an adult and you're saying, wait, that was wrong to be told I was stupid. I thought that was normal to call people dumb or to blame them. And so it's a whole process to then go through and say those ruptures need to be repaired. And that's where trauma work can be really important. And it may be what was referred to as little T trauma versus bigger T trauma.
Children that don't have a voice aren't able to start to negotiate different boundaries as they become teenagers, that have that kind of fear growing up in the home, like we talked about on the Fear podcast, that they are strictly obedient. That's not a good sign in a child. They grow up and then they are unable to, and I do mean unable to, set and hold boundaries. They're unable to voice opinions. And they go through and they navigate this, and then they realize that, oh my gosh, like I have a voice, and they start to navigate setting and holding boundaries. And it's a really sad and liberating process that, oh my gosh, I was wounded growing up, and they feel hurt on behalf of their younger selves that I did have a voice and mm-hmm. I did have boundaries and I wasn't allowed to hold them or use them.
One of the things that I see a lot is that people who have had a lot of emotional wounds tend to overthink and overanalyze. It's part of anxiety that you experience when you were unsafe for a long time. And remember, emotionally unsafe in the body is registered exactly the same. And so your body is on high alert, and this leads to overthinking, intrusive thoughts, and just general avoidance of situations that you feel like could possibly be wounding again. And that's another time that we see that clients can get stuck in suffering because they aren't moving through and repairing the ruptures they've experienced in their life.
Therapy, healthy therapy, will involve good hurt, good wounding.
Say that differently.
I'm thinking of it like working out. If I'm okay, the other day, my dog and her best friend, who's also a dog, came up running behind me and they hit my back of my leg and it actually threw my shoulder out. That was a bad hurt. Okay. But I went to the gym and one of the trainers, I'm not like rich, so I don't have my own personal trainer, but at the gym I go to, one of the trainers knows me and she'll give me some like pointers. She was teaching me how to do like a lift type of situation. And that also hurt my shoulder, but in a muscle growing type of way. I like to think of therapy as the trainer situation where it's within a boundary. It's about a certain thing. You're being very mindful. You're being very intentional about what you're working out rather than, you know, the situation of me getting hit from behind. And then all of a sudden my muscle definitely is getting pulled, but it's being done in like a wrong way. That's the trauma. Therapy is the going to the gym and having someone teach you how to work out and strengthen the muscle rather, because muscle strengthening actually requires the muscle to tear, right? It requires it to, you know, go to a limit, but we're doing it in a way, like if you do it in a way where you end up harming yourself, you're not doing it in the boundary safe way. So with what Taylor's saying about like therapy is going to hurt, it's about like, if I'm strengthening a muscle, I'm kind of tearing it a little bit so that it can then build up and strengthen. Therapy's that, right? We're intentionally putting you in uncomfortable conversations at times so you can practice it, but also so you can build up that resistance and tolerance and strength mentally and emotionally. So going back to what you're saying, Taylor, go for it.
Yeah, the analogy I like, I use that one as well. The other one I like is from The Voyage of the Dawn Treader by C.S. Lewis. There's a boy that takes treasure from a dragon. He's thinking selfish thoughts, dragonish thoughts, and he becomes a dragon. And then eventually he learns how to stop being selfish. And so Aslan, you know, everyone's favorite Jesus, a lion, comes and uses his claws and tears away the flesh. And it's an incredibly painful experience. It takes a long time until he's no longer a dragon. He's a boy again, who's no longer a little turd. Not that people that come into therapy is a turd. Eustace Summer. In the book is...
And that's right. A diagnosis code?
It is.
It's a Z code. Don't worry.
But yeah, sometimes people come into therapy because they feel like a bad person. They want to become good. And some people come into therapy because they feel like a good person, but want to become better. And I think that's all great and helpful. So some people come in and they don't realize that they're hurting the people in their life. And so helpful wounding, helpful hurt, you know, our sense of self as being wounded is realizing in a helpful way that we are being selfish in our life or that we're hurting people. Sometimes it involves understanding that we're being abusive and we don't realize that. So our sense of self is being wounded. We're having hurt. We're being wounded. And it's helpful so that we can grow in that same kind of way of like a trainer versus being injured.
Mm-hmm. So I see two different kinds of hurts that come in therapy, and there's probably more, but one is the one you guys are talking about where the natural growth process means we experience hurt and that like the trainer. And the other one, and I'm not sure, Taylor, if this is what you were touching on, but I heard a little bit of it as well, is there's also a process in which you acknowledge previous hurt in therapy. Right? So if you want to come in and you want to hear that everything in life is fine and there were never any problems and you did everything perfectly.
Go see a life coach.
Yeah. Right. That's what a life coach is for. They don't deal with history and they don't deal with rupture repair.
Therapy, or they shouldn't be outside of a license.
That's outside their scope. Correct. But in therapy, we do some rupture repair work. And so part of the hurt you're talking about is not just the building of muscle, but also the completing of those rupture cycles that weren't happening in the unhealthy relationships you've experienced. And so we're sitting with you and allowing you to complete the emotional processing of the things that have happened. And that's a lot of what trauma therapy does. And then on top of it is the type Haley was talking about, is on top of that, we're now teaching you new skills. So we're helping you clear up old wounds, and then we're creating new skills so that you are better prepared. One of the things that we've talked a little bit before about is the fight, flight, freeze, and fawn response. And hurt, because it is the same as physical, moves into that limbic brain that we've talked about and out of the prefrontal cortex. And so a lot of people are very reactive when they have a lot of hurts that are unprocessed. And this is what goes back to what Taylor was saying, is that you may be reacting from your limbic brain and hurting other people and not realizing it, because you are not taking care of your own wounds.
A hurt often ends up being masked under sadness or often anger, because hurt is too uncomfortable to be able to sit in.
Mm-hmm. And again, not sitting in hurt creates suffering, which makes us more likely to be sad or angry. So it's this process that if you're saying, well, I'm always angry, that's usually a good sign to say you have some wounds that need to be healed. Need to go through some of that. It's just like saying, I'm always tired after a run. Well, if you go to the gym and build muscle, you're gonna build more endurance. And the same thing happens emotionally. It also helps with sleep. If you're somebody who doesn't sleep well, completing those rupture, repair, healing cycles can help you sleep better. And that you will also be more confident, because you won't be in your limbic brain. You'll be able to bring your prefrontal cortex.
I think bottom line with hurt, I also think hurt isn't acknowledging that you're completely off. I think hurt is acknowledging that it's simply a situation that is happening to you at times. And because we are feeling hurt doesn't mean necessarily that we are doing something terribly wrong. Feeling hurt can also be the result of other people's actions, the result of a situation with our relationship in the moment. So I think just being aware that hurt is an emotion that we're feeling. And like every other emotion that we mentioned thus far, it has its spectrum of why, and it's not only because of one specific thing. So just being curious about it is going to be the biggest thing with it.
When we talk about healing physical wounds, the worse the physical wound is, the more boundaries we put up, right? Whether that's seeing a doctor or being in the hospital or those kinds of things. And so when
staying off that leg, whatever it is, right?
Right. And so understanding that healing emotional wounds will require boundaries. They will require adjustments. I wouldn't go just into comfort seeking. That's actually more likely to move into suffering and continued injury. So sometimes we want to move closer, especially when we have some anxious attachment styles. We want to move closer to the people that hurt us, because moving further away seems really unsafe. But when you are able to add to your support system by going to therapy and by understanding your hurt, that will eventually help you decide whether the relationship is healthy, and it will actually move towards a healthy repair versus continued unhealthy cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just being aware of that repair, I think, is going to be big.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review. And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook @FateResilience. We would love to hear from you.